Kaninang alas 12:51 ng umaga, Australian Eastern Standard Time, ang populasyon ng Australia ay lumagpas sa mahigit 24 na milyon. Sinabi ng Australian Bureau of Statistics o ABS, ang bilang ay naabot 17 taong mas maaga kaysa sa pagtataya noong kahulihan ng dekada 90. Sinabi ng mga dalubhasa, kailangan kaagad ang pagpaplano para sa mas malaking Australia. Narito ang ulat. Tinanggap ng Australia ang 1 milyong katao sa mabilis na panahon. Umabot lamang ng 2 taon, 6 buwan at 2 araw mula nang umabot sa 23 milyon. Ngayon, ang populasyon ng Australia ay nasa 24 na milyon na. Sinabi ng Assistant Director of Demography sa Australian Bureau of Statistics, Phil Browning, ang pagtaas sa fertility rate, mas mahabang buhay at madaming migrasyon ang nakatulong sa mabilis na pagdami.
Sort of a continuation of, you know, the Australian story, really. We hit half of this population milestone in 1968. It didn't seem so dramatic going from 12 to 24, but the next steps, that's interesting. You know, what would another 24 million look like?
Yan ang katanungan na ayon kay Dr. Anna Boucher, lecturer sa Public Policy and Migration sa University of Sydney, ay nais ng mga policy maker na lubhang pag-aralan. Sinabi ni Dr. Boucher, ang pagpaplano para sa mas malaking Australia ay kailangan nang magsimula.
Population growth is such a complex issue, and you've got to have people looking at it from a transport perspective, people looking at it from an environmental perspective, people looking at it in terms of sustainability policy and rebuilding of cities and housing policy, and then you've got the migration angle. And I think what's happening now is probably this issue is being tackled by different people in those different settings, but they're not necessarily collaborating or talking to each other that effectively.
Ang populasyon ng Australia ay dumadami ng 1 tao bawat 1 minuto at 31 segundo. Ang migrasyon mula ibayong dagat ang bumubuo sa 33% ng kabuuang paglago ng Australia, habang ang natitirang 47% ay dahilan sa natural na paglago, ang pagsilang. Sinabi ni Boucher, ang migrasyon ay isa lamang na issue na dapat nalubhang isaalang-alang ng mga politiko.
Even in terms of our immigration policy, where the growth is coming from, I don't see really big picture discussion happening about whether we should persist with that approach or whether we should streamline it more. It needs to be managed effectively from a political perspective, because otherwise there is a concern of sort of stratification of groups, sort of winners and losers, which can lead to social discord.
Sinabi ni Browning ng ABS, ang average na life expectancy o haba ng buhay para sa kalalakian at kababaihan ay tumaas din.
And there's just very, very large numbers reaching age 65. ABS is publishing those figures. So the government the challenge is over to them now.
Kung ang populasyon ng Australia ay patuloy na lalago sa 1.5% bawat taon, na halos katulad sa mga nakalipas na taon, ang populasyon ay aabot sa 40 milyon sa kalagitnaan ng siglo. Si Michael Baylis ay ang pangulo ng sangayan ng Victorian and Tasmania ng Sustainable Population Australia. Sinabi niya, siya ay nababahala sa antas ng paglago ng populasyon at naniniwala na dapat maglagay na ng mga hakbang para ito pabagalin.
What we're proposing is twofold, that that there are no government incentives for people directly to have large family sizes. Put that money instead into education and medical subsidies for young children instead of policies that promote large family sizes themselves. And also to slow down non-refugee migration. So we do promote that we do need a very generous humanitarian program, but what we don't need is deliberate, socially, politically engineered population growth policies that are created pretty much purely to increase GDP.
SBS Filipino, sa radio, online at mobile.